The superintendent says his plans have major implications for the budget he will roll out in the spring, with his pitch coinciding with Governor Cuomo's budget pitch for more money for schools across the state. Some major changes have already started, so there's a guidance counselor on site when new students enter the placement system on Ash Street, and they arrive every day. Cash says the entire plan will be open soon.
Tonight you heard the first piece that we asked the board to continue to move out on the high school redesign. And then all of these other pieces are either in progress or will be rolled out and presented to the board in the rest of January and early or mid-February.
Plans range from more reading and math in early grades to longer class days for many students to a better relationship with teachers. Several board members say that planned relationship doesn't include an early decision on a new contract with the BTF. Board member Larry Quinn suggests it isn't going well.
The longer you draw this process out, it appears to me that the strategy is to just keep kicking it down the road until there's an election. But I think that at some point as a board, and I know you know I feel this way, that we need to disclose what we've done, and we need to have our constituents, our parents, our students, and the taxpayers know what's going on.
The usual tensions on the board played out during last night's meeting in Waterfront School as they wrangled over negotiations. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.